Ukraine. There is the possibility of nukes. There is the possibility of World War III. How do you see this ending, and is it going to be short-term or long-term?
Well, I don't think Vladimir Putin is likely to change. So the answer must be leadership from Europe, supported by the United States of America, to convince Vladimir Putin that the costs are just too high. The Biden administration has started to get it right, more right, but they should have been working along the diplomatic track early on, and they should have made clear to Vladimir Putin early on that the costs would be high for what he's done. And as a result of that failure to keep that deterrence in place, the deterrence that we lost in the Obama administration when they took a fifth of Ukraine, we regained for 4 years and then lost within a handful of months. That's the reason you need people that are very different from the current senator that Adam Laxalt's going to replace.
Adam, I want to ask you, the 79% wrong track in that Monmouth poll just out today, does that track with what you're seeing out there? You're in all 17 counties across the state. Does that sound familiar to you?
We have simply never been in worse shape in the state of Nevada than we're in right now. There is no place to look where we can find comfort. The Biden administration, with the support of Senator Masto, has taken our state in the dramatically wrong direction. They've made us less safe. They've destroyed our economy. They've increased inflation. Gas prices are at all-time highs. The border is wide open, so we have human trafficking soaring. We have opioid spikes as well as fentanyl spikes going through the state. I mean, we could go on and on about how every single thing they touch is heading in the wrong direction. I think the part that scares me the most is no objective reality will alter their course. Gas has gone up because of their supporting of the radical Green New Deal, something, again, Senator Masto continues to stand right alongside that movement. She just embraced the Sierra Club endorsement, which is a big part of why we're in the position we're in now. But rather than wake up and say the American people need relief, we need to go back to America first energy independence, they just stick with their radical agenda. Americans and Nevadans can't survive this any longer, which is why people are going to send a massive message here in a few months to the Biden administration and to Senator Masto.
Adam, in our final minute, I've got to ask you, because I just looked at the calendar, we're like 3 weeks away from early voting. What's the path to victory going to look like for you? How are you going to spend these final 3 weeks before we get to early voting?
Well, as you know, we've campaigned across the state. We're going to continue to do that. We have been in front of more voters than any campaign of either party in this state. We're going to continue to do that. And we just launched our commercial to close this primary that highlights what I accomplished when I was attorney general. No attorney general fought for our rights harder than I did, whether it was our property rights, our religious liberties, our Second Amendment rights. This is something we fought for every day. We fought against sanctuary cities. We fought against Obama's executive amnesty. This is the record that I bring to the table. And we also work with law enforcement in a way that no prior attorney general, especially Senator Masto, had ever done before. And so we feel very good that in our state, our voters are coalesced around our message. As you mentioned, we've got President Trump supporting, as well as Governor DeSantis, Secretary Pompeo. We have a unified campaign, and we feel very good about the primary.
And if there's something that my listeners can do for your campaign to help you out, to help you get over the top, what is it and how do they reach you?
Absolutely. AdamLaxalt.com. We've got incredible volunteers that have signed up over the last many months, but this is going to be the biggest Senate race in Nevada's history. And this is our job, is to create this movement of people that are ready to flip Nevada red. We need you. We need you to sign up. We need your hard treasure as well as your time, and we're going to beat Senator Masto.
Adam Laxalt, Mike Pompeo, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us. And Mike, enjoy your time in our state, and we will hook up with you at a later date.
Yes, sir, Kevin. Thank you. Have a good day.
There you go. Adam Laxalt and Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo endorsing Adam Laxalt. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:30, the first thing you notice when you check out the traffic cams, as I do every day, as you know, you see some heavy volumes, in fact, rush hour flows right now on the 15 as you enter the Spaghetti Bowl area. You're only averaging about 35 miles per hour there on the 15. Do expect delays downtown on Interstate 515, of course, through the lane restrictions. That's both ways between Main and Eastern. You're bumper to bumper 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho. But remember, on Sunday morning, beginning at 2 a.m. until 6 a.m. Monday, 28 hours, the intersection of Las Vegas Boulevard and Charleston is going to be closed altogether to accommodate milling and paving work.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Patriots may have a new backup quarterback. They have acquired Jarrett Stidham from the New England Patriots. The Patriots will send Las Vegas a 2023 seventh-round pick in exchange for the Raiders' sixth-round pick in 2023. Stidham is now being reunited with Josh McDaniels, who is his offense coordinator with the Patriots. UNLV baseball this weekend, they are matched up against Fresno State, the Las Vegas Aviators. They beat Salt Lake City yesterday by a 7-6 score, and that series is continuing tonight. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting. But Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt. Typical career politician. No accountability. No results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Thanks to Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, joining Adam Laxalt on the program. It's not often that we are able to conference in two callers, but we did, and I thought it worked out rather well. Earlier in the program, I had a chance to visit with Howard Stutz from the Nevada Independent. He's the gaming reporter. He is an amazing, amazing writer, and we talked about the NFL draft, and I asked him just up front, what did the numbers look like?
I haven't seen any. I mean, I can give you the anecdotal impression, and it also came from some of the gaming companies, that You know, it was. I went down there on the first day for the first round of the draft that Thursday with the photographer. Really wanted to see what the fan base was like, who was there. I mean, I pretty much saw, you know, fans from every NFL team. It filled that plaza, that area that they built behind the link and next to the Caesars Forum Convention Center where it was held. Walking through the link, about the middle of the draft, I left about the middle of the first round. It was packed. The link had restaurant. Every seat was filled. They had TVs all around, people watching it. So it brought a good crowd in from all over. I mean, I talked to people from from Buffalo, New York, and Detroit, and that came in just for the draft. A lot of folks that have been going to the draft for years. The question, though, that Caesar's CEO brought up on the earnings call, he said, "Yeah, it was a great crowd. Not a lot of gamers, not a lot of people gambling. So people were there to have a good time, watch the, there's not a lot of wagering on the draft for, for obvious reasons. So it was, people were there to have a good time, come to Vegas for the weekend, a long weekend, because the draft started on Thursday. So it brought a lot of people in, and that's really what it came down to. And I think, you remember, Kevin, pre-pandemic, as you probably well know, gaming numbers in Nevada, in Las Vegas, the Strip, when you look at the Strip's overall economic impact, 65% of all revenues came from non-gaming sources, the hotel rooms, restaurants, the entertainment. Gaming only accounted for 35% of that. Now, that's changed a lot because of the pandemic, and I think at some point we're going to start heading back in that direction, and maybe this was the first sign for it because, we're still seeing some international travel starting to pick up again. Convention business is starting to come back in the second and third quarters of this year. So, things seem to be moving forward right now.
Howard, will any of the infrastructure created by the NFL draft, will any of it stay up, or is it all being torn down?
Oh, it's all gone. I mean, that was all built out in a parking lot that's in front of the Caesars Forum shops. That's all coming down. It was all temporary as it is. But we're and they had the big stage in the middle of the Bellagio fountain. So we saw a lot of. We walked over, my photographer and I, we decided to park at the Rio and walk the mile and a half, to get over to the draft area. It just seemed to be, and that way we were actually able to take in a lot of the, the sights, and there was, parts of the Strip were blocked off. So it's just temporary, and that's what happens with a lot of these type of special events that are out there on the Strip and in that type of area. They go away. Think of the big trade shows like the Construction Expo where they put all the big construction equipment in the middle of the convention center parking lot. So that's really what this really was.
A lot of people have called this a dress rehearsal for 2024 and the Super Bowl. Have you talked at all to officials as far as their expectation of the Super Bowl? Will it be similar in scope to what we saw for the NFL draft, or will it be even bigger?
It could be a little bit bigger. It's going to be very different because you remember the Super Bowl is one day. It's on a Sunday, the actual event itself, but it's the lead up to the event because the teams will come in like the Monday or Tuesday before the Super Bowl. They'll have sites set up for their training camps. You're going to see Radio Row along, in some area they're going to set this up where all the national radio sports talk radio shows are going to come in. Maybe you'll have your show out there, Kevin.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of hype, a lot of events leading up to the actual game itself, and you have to remember Vegas was always the place. If you weren't going to the Super Bowl, wherever it was, whatever city was held in, either New Orleans or Miami or somewhere, or L.A., you came to Vegas because that you wanted to be there with all the parties that they have at all the hotels, the watch parties, all the different wagering opportunities. That's still going to be here, and that's going to continue to attract it. So you're still going to have a lot of guests coming in who may not be going to the Super Bowl itself, but we'll watch it from one of the venues here on the Strip, and that will continue. So it's kind of this game will give us a little bit of a dress rehearsal in a sense of what type of fan base. This is a little different, the draft, because it's more of a big party in a sense, leading up for a couple of days that seeing what your team is going to do. Super Bowl is only two teams involved, so that's what makes it a little different.
Yeah, again, Howard Stutz joining us, gaming reporter from the Nevada Independent. Great news, in fact, phenomenal news. Nationally, the American Gaming Association's commercial gaming revenue tracker reported $14.31 billion in the first quarter. What do you make of these numbers? I mean, this is the biggest first quarter number, I think, in history.
It's the biggest first quarter. It was the second largest three-month quarterly number. The fourth quarter of last year was just a little bit higher. The other thing was interesting was March itself is $5 billion nationwide in gaming revenue. Now, I don't want to start throwing cold water. I just got to think, when is this bubble going to burst here? I mean, nobody could predict this, and right now they're still not sure how long this will continue. You are going to see a change, like I just talked about, in terms of the non-gaming business that comes into Las Vegas. We're seeing conventions come back here in the second and third in the third quarter. That changes the dynamic in terms of casino spending. It goes back to where the casino spending was, is 35% of the revenues. I think, and then we're also wondering what type of impact has high gas prices, inflation, had on casino customers. A lot of the companies in that have regional properties, Penn National Gaming, Caesars, they said they haven't seen any type of impact to their casino customers by high gas prices or inflation. Maybe to the lower end scale of their demographics of their market, but not in the higher end. So we may see a few more months of this. I mean, remember Nevada has had 13 straight months of $1 billion or more in gaming revenue. I think the Strip's revenue totals in March were the third highest ever on the Strip for that month. So I guess it's something we're just going to see as this goes along, as the economics of our what's going on with gas prices, if they come down or if they keep on going up higher, travel. It's something that we're just going to watch. But it's great numbers for the industry, and we'll see where it continues to.
MGM has been approved for the takeover of the Cosmo. These numbers down on the Strip are going to keep getting better. Can you talk about what the MGM move at the Cosmo means? And in particular, there have been some people wondering if it doesn't give MGM an unfair advantage via monopoly. Is this a monopoly that they're developing down on the Strip?
Well, let's look at where they're at. MGM's going to basically own every property on the west side of the Strip, control the gaming. I shouldn't say they own it, because it's these different real estate investment trusts and investment groups own the property. MGM controls the operates the properties. They own they control the operations, but they're going to control gaming on the west side of the Strip from Flamingo all the way down to Russell Road. Plus, they also have the MGM Grand. Now, that was brought up about the number of rooms they're going to control. MGM will have about 40% of all rooms on the Strip. They are, when you add in the Cosmopolitan, plus MGM is selling the Mirage to the Seminole Indian Tribe and Hard Rock Entertainment. That'll close by the end of the year. They brought up the point that a lot of their other properties have different price points, different types of operations. Cosmopolitan is adding in it's a very, very well, very well thought of property. It's done very well over the years under the ownership of Blackstone. I think the only change you're going to really see at the Cosmopolitan, eventually their rewards program will become part of MGM, and the only real change you're going to see is the sportsbook operation is going to become a BetMGM operation, and the current operator will be taken out.
There you have it. Howard Stutz, smart guy when it comes to gaming. He's the gaming reporter for the Nevada Independent. When we come back, the NFL released its schedule. And I think it was 4 primetime appearances by the Raiders. How about that? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Only one candidate for Senate fought for veterans, protected law enforcement, and defended Nevada from federal overreach as Attorney General. And only one Republican for Senate is endorsed by Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
We've all learned that when the going gets tough, Some Republicans, and unfortunately many others, just run for the hills. As president, I learned who to count on in the fight to save our great country. And there's no one more trustworthy in Nevada than Adam Laxalt, a great guy, a really great guy. He served our country in Iraq, and he was one of the toughest AGs in all of America. He fought to stop unfair elections, sanctuary cities, and open borders. Adam Laxalt always puts America first and has my complete and total endorsement.
Adam Laxalt, a proven leader endorsed by Nevada's law enforcement. The Republican you can trust to put Nevada first.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by. But if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this effort.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense. Here's the number, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. There is hope. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been following this since late yesterday at 5 o'clock. They unveiled the National Football League schedule for next season, and we get, what, 4 primetime appearances?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. That says a lot about the team, and it says a lot about the schedule makers who have faith in the team because they're going to be on the national stage, as you say, 4 times. The first is against your Kansas City Chiefs on October 10th. That's their first nationally televised game. That's week 5.
Is that a Monday nighter?
And that is going to be at 5:15. Yes, on October 10th. So good stuff.
Wow.
And that's their first, but they've got three primetime games in the month of December. It's like back to back to back. Unbelievable. December 8th, they go and travel to Los Angeles to take on the world champ LA Rams. And then 10 days after that, they host the New England Patriots, which is going to be a lot of fun here at Allegiant Stadium on December 18th, because that is Josh McDaniels' protege in Bill Belichick, the one of the greatest head coaches of all time with the Patriots. And then on Christmas Eve, on December 24th, the Raiders are going to be on primetime at Pittsburgh and taking on the Steelers and whoever their new quarterback is going to be. So that says a lot about what the schedule makers think about the Raiders, and they did make the playoffs last year, but they do play in the toughest division in the NFL, as you well know, because your favorite team, the Chiefs, are in that same division.
That is incredible. It's a shame that only one of the four primetime games is going to be a home game, though.
Yeah, that it's unfortunate, but
is that just the way it plays out? Is that just the way it works out?
Well, remember we said there was like 25,000 different combinations, and it's the availability of the stadium, and they have to factor in that you can't have three road games in a row. And, you know, multiply that by 31 other teams, and the numbers are just astronomical. So that's the way it just worked out. But, hey, I mean, you're going to play 8 games at home and 9 games away every single year. So, there's a lot of away games, and they're going to be spotlighted. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's going. But it's exciting to know who we're going to play and when we're going to play them. And what we open with the Chargers?
Open with the Chargers on September 11th in LA, and the home opener is going to be on the 18th against another regional team, the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, there you go.
And they are improved as well. So it's going to be a tough year. I mean, this is the time of the year where every team feels like they maybe have a chance.
Yeah, and right now everybody's got a chance. Everybody's 0-0, and everybody's got a shot at the Super Bowl. So we'll see how it works out. Gentlemen, Jim, thanks, my man. More to come as we continue. We'll get you ready for Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak's mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this. Then Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months with no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada. License NB4265, NMLS 64367.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true.